A CEO sits in her corner office, checking off another milestone that once seemed impossible. The promotion came through, the bonus exceeded expectations. Yet instead of celebration, there's a gnawing question. Is this it? She's not alone. Over half the people in leadership workshops admit feeling stuck, though few will name it for what it really is: complacency disguised as success. Here's the uncomfortable truth. You can be winning and losing at the same time. You can climb the ladder only to realize it's leaning against the wrong wall. What separates those who consistently find meaning from those who merely accumulate achievements? It's not about working harder or wanting more. It's about cultivating what's called dynamic drive, a fundamentally different approach to ambition that actually renews rather than depletes you. Traditional drive is like training for a marathon. You push hard, cross the finish line, then collapse. Dynamic drive operates differently. It's the spark that ignites a joyful pursuit of a better life, fueled by purpose rather than pressure. Three bricklayers built St. Paul's Cathedral. One laid bricks for money, another built a wall, but the third, the most productive, built a cathedral for the Almighty. Same work, radically different energy. When you connect daily efforts to deeper meaning, you stop running on fumes. Purpose-fueled drive is sustainable. It doesn't fluctuate with praise or setbacks. Dave, a skeptical executive, completed an alignment audit during a workshop. Rating his values against actual time invested revealed painful gaps. His son rated 10 in importance, but only 5 in time. He committed to concrete changes that transformed his relationships, health, and career. When actions align with values, drive becomes effortless. Less than 12 hours after winning his first national championship, Coach Tom Izzo was already recruiting for next season. Achievement gets you there, but the desire to improve keeps you there. This isn't workaholism, it's finding fulfillment in the process itself. Complacency creeps in like quicksand, gradually pulling you down until movement becomes nearly impossible. Your brain prefers the familiar, so complacency usually wins unless you actively defend against it. The path follows predictable stages. First, you drift without intention, mistaking comfort for contentment. Unchecked, you slide into decline, where skills deteriorate and relationships sour. The final stage is despair, where optimism vanishes and life's spark dims. In 2010, a foul ball struck a 6-year-old girl at a Braves game, fracturing her skull. Her mother, a successful sports agent, had been feeling pulled towards something different, but was too busy to act. The traumatic event forced her to confront the complacency that had crept in despite external success. She left 3 months later. Don't wait for life to hit you over the head. Triggers can be internal, limiting beliefs, fear, low confidence, or external, toxic environments, lack of support, doubters. The key is recognizing them before you're buried. Soccer champion Carly Lloyd nearly abandoned her career after being cut from the under-21 national team. Her turning point came with brutal self-honesty. From the outside, I may have looked comfortable, but inside, I was struggling with the fact that I didn't believe in myself. Carly Lloyd rebuilt her mindset by studying elite athletes, embracing positive self-talk, and practicing visualization. This mental reset transformed her into a world-class player who boldly declared her intention to become the best player in the world before proving it internationally. Your mindset, the beliefs shaping how you see yourself, requires more than positive thinking. It demands action. Research shows athletes who strengthen their mental game are 80% more likely to achieve success. Consider Tom Brady, selected 199th in the draft, yet becoming one of football's greatest quarterbacks. The total mindset reset involves 3 steps. Recognize limiting beliefs by identifying negative self-talk patterns. Replace these thoughts by challenging their validity and creating empowering scripts. Reinforce your new mindset with visible reminders and consistent practice. With approximately 70,000 thoughts processed daily, you have 70,000 opportunities to reframe your internal narrative. Research reveals our brains value achievements more when they require greater effort. We cherish what we build ourselves. We obsess over time management while neglecting energy investment. The problem isn't lack of time, but lack of intention around this limited resource. Without sufficient energy, we operate in survival mode rather than pursuing our best life. Top athletes fiercely guard their energy reserves, turning down opportunities that might compromise performance. Your energy falls into three categories. Energizers feed your soul, morning workouts, exciting projects, family activities. Drainers exhaust you, nonstop travel, toxic relationships. Neutrals neither energize nor drain, errands, household chores. Color code your calendar. Red for drainers, orange for neutrals, green for energizers. This visual system reveals where energy dips occur and where changes are needed. Being present means focusing completely on the task at hand. Be where your feet are. MIT neuroscientist Earl Miller confirms our brains can't multitask simultaneously. Attempting it ruins productivity and impedes creative thought. Rest and renewal aren't deviations from performance. They're essential components of it. Discipline bridges dreams and reality through consistent effort. Most people overestimate talent and underestimate discipline, but hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Tom Brady pursues 1-2% daily improvements that compound over time, setting goals 3 years out and working backward. Steve Nash transformed from a booed NBA draft pick to an 8-time All-Star through relentless daily improvement. My thought was always to keep getting better every day. Where will I be in a year, 3 years, or 5 years if I just keep stacking days on top of each other? David Goggins practices brutal self-honesty through his accountability mirror technique, confronting uncomfortable truths to drive change. Playing the long game means embracing temporary discomfort for lasting success. Ask yourself, what would a snapshot of my life look like in 10 years based on my choices right now? Neuroscientist Andrew Huberman explains that dopamine affects how capable we feel. The key is learning to access rewards from effort itself. Dynamic drive isn't a destination. It's who you become along the way. When integrated into your identity, it transforms into freedom from complacency. You operate with clear purpose, welcoming challenges rather than avoiding them. You focus on process over results, making intentional choices about where to invest energy. Questions become tools for discovery. You develop consistency in pursuing what matters, recovering quickly from failures, and viewing no as a starting line. Confidence grows through action, not waiting to feel ready. Lisa Bilyeu calls this radical confidence, being scared but doing it anyway. She went from shipping nutrition bars from her living room to running a 10,000-square-foot warehouse, building confidence through experience rather than waiting for it first. Pause after milestones to acknowledge progress, generating small dopamine pulses that prevent depletion. The ultimate goal isn't reaching a destination, but continuing to strive, connecting with deep motivation, and showing up hungry for better each day. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Your better self isn't waiting for permission, it's waiting for action.